We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, a series of shiurim on the Birchas Erusin that are made under the chuppah. As we discussed in our previous shiur, the actual Birchas Erusin is a machlokes rishonim. How do we look at this bracha? And as we said in that shiur, there are really three approaches in the Rishayim. There is the approach of the Rambam, who clearly learns that Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaMitzvahs. There's the approach of the Ramban, who says that it's sort of a Birchas HaMitzvahs. We can't really call it a Birchas HaMitzvahs, because the mitzvah is Puravu, and when one is getting married, he's not fulfilling Pur Ravu yet, but there is really no other time, seems the Rambam to say, when we will be able to make the mitzvah, the bracha. And therefore, we make the bracha at the time of Kedushin. And the third opinion is the opinion of the Rosh, that learns that it's a Birchas HaShvach, that it's really not a bracha of a mitzvah at all. It's just a bracha to be mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to speak about the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, which is so evident when one gets married. As we will see in Mitzvah Hashem, in the shiurim that we still will be discussing about the Birkas Erusin, this machlokes has some very significant ramifications in many different shilas. One of the shilas that comes up is if a cheresh, someone who can't hear or speak, gets married. The Noid Behuda says that the main purpose of making the Birchas Erusin is, as the Rambam just taught us, is because it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. And as we discussed in our previous shiur, really the bracha should be made, certainly according to the Rambam, by the Chosson himself. But as we learned in the previous shiur, Kedei Shaloi Levayish, in order not to embarrass a Chosson who's unable to make the bracha, the minig became that the Masada Kedushin makes the bracha, but really the obligation is on the Chosson. And now, if the Chosson is unable to hear, and so really the obligation is on the Chosson, and not the Masada Kedushin is just being moitzi the Chosson, but if the Chosson is not able to hear, how could he be moitzi the Chosson? Or we could even say it somewhat differently. The chassan is a cherish, and we know la halacha, a cherish is not mechuyev in mitzvahs, so he's not mechuyev in this birchas mitzvahs, so he can't make a bracha on his behalf. So the Noid Behuda says that if the kala, if the chassan rachmol tzlan is a cherish, but the kala is not a charoshes, so there's room to perhaps be lenient, because the Masada Kedushin is making the bracha to be moitzi the kala, which also is not so simple. Because what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is, as we said a few moments ago, piravirivya. And as we learned the Masechta Yevamis, the mitzvah of piravirivya is a mitzvah on a man, not on a woman. So certainly, says the Noid Behuda, if a cheresh marries a charoshes, there is no bracha. And in fact, Rev Moshe Feinstein paskens that way as well. However, if we follow the Noid Behuda, it's clearly following the opinion of the Rambam. And over here, the Birchas HaMitzvahs is not applicable. However, there are paskim that say, so before we, the Beis Shloima indeed says that even if it's a cheresh, shenasa pichis,
if we follow the reasoning of the Noi de Behuda, a bracha should not be said. However, as we said, there are Paiskim that say that we follow the opinion of the Rosh. And as we learned in the previous year, the strong indication that that is the opinion of the Ramah. And therefore, according to the Rosh, the bracha has nothing to do specifically with the mitzvah that this chasen and kala about to perform. It's a mitzvah of shvach. It's a bracha of shvach. And therefore, the halacha would be that even in such a situation, a bracha should be made. A bracha should be made. And in fact, Rabbi Kivega in Yerudea, Simon Aleph, Sifkotten Yud Zayin, this is in Hilchas Shechita, indeed, Paskins that way. So we have here a very fundamental machloikis, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Noi de Behuda, by Cheresh Shenosa Chereshes. Noi de Behuda says, a bracha, Birchas Erisin, should not be made. The Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that a bracha should be made. In a situation, so what should one do? So, as I said before, whenever we speak in halacha about a cheresh means someone who is eino shomea veinu medaber. He can't speak and he can't hear. If we're speaking, however, about somebody who's medaber veinu shomea, so now he's not considered a cheresh. On the other hand, that he's not considered a cheresh, so he's certainly mechuy b'mitzvahs, but now the Masada Kedushin, when he's making the bracha, cannot be moitzi this cheresh, because this cheresh, Rachman al Tzlan, cannot hear. So we go back to our shayla. If we say that the mitzvah, that the bracha really should be recited by the chassan. But as we discussed, the Beis Shmuel, as we discussed the Drisha says that the minig became that the chassan himself does not make the bracha. And the reason he doesn't make the bracha is because kedei shaloi levayish, to not to be embarrassed, someone who can't make the bracha. If that's the case, then here, that reason of Kadesh Loy Levayish is not strong enough in this situation. Certainly, if we follow the opinion of the Rosh, that the mitzvah, the bracha is only a birchas, a shvach, then the bracha really doesn't belong to the chassan. But the poskim say, let's think about it. According to the Rambam, that it is a birchas, a mitzvah, and we have a chassan that's a medaber ve'eno shemeya, so he certainly should make the brach himself. The reason for Kadesh Loy Levayish is not strong enough of a reason that we should rely on somebody else making the bracha when he can't even hear it. According to the Rosh, which is a birchas, a shvach, so yes, as we're going to discuss in coming shiurim, by sheva brachas, there may be a specific reason that the chassan himself should not recite one of the sheva brachas. But those reasons don't really apply to the Berachas Erisin, even if it's a Berachas Hashvach. So here it seems that the Paiskim say that the Chosin should make the Bracha himself. But regarding the Cheresh She'enu Shemeya Ve'enu Medaber, so we have here a real strong Shaila, because according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is based on the Rosh, a regular Berachas Erisin should be made. According to Noi de Behuda, which we saw, Ramosha Tzatzal agrees with the Noi de Behuda, a birchas erisin should not be made. So there are two more factors to take into consideration. We discussed in a previous year What is the status b'zman hazeh when we have a cheresh that's eino shemei ve'eino medaber, but has been taught to understand, to hear with different techniques? That we discussed in a previous year that nowadays the Rav Chaim has a tshuva on this, and many other paiskim, that it's not clear that that individual is not considered a cheresh. So therefore, if we add that into the consideration, that means we have the Rosh and Rav Akiva Eiger, and now we have this factor that maybe says that he's not considered a cheresh. Coupled, it could be that then everybody would agree that a bracha could be recited. On the other hand, I did see Paiskim suggest that by such a wedding, the bracha should be recited without Shema Malchus. Another question that comes up is, if you had a couple that were non-Jewish and convert, so do they have to make a new chuppah v'kedusha? Do they have to make a birchas erusin? Or even if it's a couple did not have a halachically valid marriage, and now Baruch Hashem they became Bali tshuva, and do they have to have a proper birchas erusin? So it seems that as far as the birchas erusin is concerned, all paiskim are of the opinion that a proper birchas erusin should be recited. We will, in mitzvah Hashem, discuss what is the halacha regarding the sheva brachas. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the halacha of, as the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Daled, Sif Aleph, a sif that we've discussed quite extensively in our shurim, continues to discuss after the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah speak about the proper Nusach HaBracha. The Shulchan Aruch continues to discuss V'acha Shiyigma HaBracha, after the Bracha, the Birchas Erusin, is recited, Yekadosh. That's when the actual Maisa Kedushin is done. And the question that many Paiskim discuss is that we know the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Zayin on the base, Kol HaBrachos Mevorchim Oivel HaSiyosim. All brachos are made before the actual mitzvah is performed. If we learn that way, so certainly that would be a halacha by Birchas Erusin, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us, the same should be done. The bracha should be recited, and then the chosin should be mekadosh. However, there are Rishonim that say that by Birchas Erusin, the bracha should be recited only after the Kedushin. And the Rishonim cite a number of reasons. One reason mentioned is because maybe if the Birchas Erusin will be made, and then the Kala decides that she's not ready to go through with this, and if she's not ready to go through, it will have been a bracha levatala. Furthermore, if, as we are discussing, the Birchas Erusin is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, when is there halacha that you have to have Oivel HaSiyosim, that the bracha should be recited before you do the mitzvah? That's when it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. But if we're saying that this is a Birchas HaShvach, then that halacha would not apply. And even according to the Ramban, that we said that it is a Birchas HaMitzvah, but we said it's not your typical Birchas HaMitzvah. Because what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is purvu. When the Birchas Erusin is being recited, we're not fulfilling the mitzvah purvu. And therefore, the regular halachas of Ovel Siyosan might not apply. But as we see, the Paiskim clearly paskin that the birchas, that the bracha should be made before the Kedushin, which is the opinion of the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus Perik Dalet Halacha Chof Gimel. The Ravid argues on the Rambam for the various reasons that we just mentioned. The interesting thing to point out is that as we have been discussing quite extensively in our shiurim, the bracha, the Rosh, is clearly of the opinion that it's a birchas hashvach. So if we would seem to believe that the Rosh, we would seem that to think that the Rosh should hold that the bracha is made after, there's no din of Ovel Siyosin here. But it's interesting that the Rosh brings down both opinions when the bracha should be, when the bracha is recited. And it could be that the Rosh himself, even though he holds it's a birchas hashvach, the bracha should be, even though we learned it's a birchas hashvach, the bracha still should be recited before the actual Maisa Kedusha. The Paiskim say that Bizman Hazeh, certainly we can understand the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, why we can make the bracha, even though there's a concern that the Kala may back out. And there is a number of reasons. Number one, maybe only in the times of Chazal, who we discussed many times our Shiurim, in those times the Erisin and the Suin were not done at the same time. So since the Erisin and the Nesuin were not done at the same time, so we're concerned. But here we're standing under the chuppah, and we're standing under the chuppah, certainly the Kala is ready to go through with this. Another reason is we know that Bizman Hazeh, before we even have the Birchas Erisin, we have Tanoim. And in fact, I always had a question which now I could understand an answer to. The purpose of the Tanoim is to obligate the Chassan and the Kala and their parents to get married at a certain time with certain obligations. And the question I always had was that in most communities, the Tanoim are written a few minutes before the Chuppah. So what's the purpose of these Tanoim? If the Tanoim were to represent that we're making an arrangement and we're making it and we're obligating ourselves for something that will happen later. But if we're making the Tanoim and then in 10 minutes we're going to have the Chuppah Kedushin, what's the Kedushin and the Chuppah, what's the purpose of the Tanoim? But it could well be that now we could understand. We have this Machloikas Rishayim. Should the bracha be said before the Kedushin, or should the bracha be said after the Kedushin? And as we have been explaining, a strong reason that the Rishayim suggests why the bracha should only be recited after the Kedushin is maybe the Kala will not agree to go through with this. But now that we've established, but now if we have Tanoim, and the Kala obligated herself in the Tanoim to get married, that is much more of an indication that the Kala does intend to go through. And if there's no concern that the Kala is not going through with this marriage, then it could be everybody would agree that we should make the bracha before the actual Kedushin. So even though, as we said, it's a machloikis rishonim, as we just saw, it is the opinion of most poskim that we can make the bracha, immediately. We make the bracha, as the Shulchan Aruch says, before the Kedushin, not after the Kedushin. However, there's one question that now comes up. There's a question that I saw Rabbi Yashiv discusses in his Sefer. And that is, why don't we make a Shechiyanu at the time of an Erusin? So says Rabbi Yashiv. In the time of Chazal, where we said earlier, the minig was that they made the Erusin and the Nesu'in took place a year later, it's understandable why the bracha wasn't, why we don't make the Shechiyanu at the Erusin. Because who knows if the Kala will indeed agree to go through with this marriage, and then it will turn out that the Birchas Erusin was a bracha of Atala. But ask Rabbi Yashiv, why do we make a Shechiyanu b'zman hazeh? Whereas we just gave a number of reasons why there is no concern that the Kala is not going through with it. We're standing under the chuppah and the erusin are taking place at the same time. It's quite obvious that the Kala is going to go through. So why don't we make a Shechiyanu? Just like we explain now, we don't feel uncomfortable, according to all opinions, making the Birchas Erusin and then doing the actual Kedushin. Says Rabbi Yashiv, the bracha of Shechiyanu is said for a simcha. We can't be certain that this chasen and kala are going to indeed have simcha together until they're married and live together happily. And therefore, we don't make the Shechiyanu, even though the concern that we just mentioned, that this wedding won't take place, really doesn't apply b'zman hazeh.